Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the GPT Infra Projects Q3 FY22 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Tantiya, Executive Director and CFO, GPT Infra Projects Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to GPT Infra Projects Limited third quarter and nine months ended 31st December 2021 earnings conference call. The result presentation, along with our press release, has already been uploaded on the company's website and that of the stock exchanges. We hope you have had a chance to go through the same. Today on the call, we also have with us our Stellar IR, our investor relations advisors. As you all are aware, the Indian economy continues to gain momentum to reach normalcy, backed by successful mass vaccination campaigns and the focus of the Government of India to impetus GDP growth. The third wave of the pandemic has been efficiently managed in India, barring material impact on the domestic business. At GPT, we experienced a strong execution momentum with robust order inflow of rupees 400 crores during nine months ended FY 2022. We have always rewarded our shareholders, and today I'm happy to announce that the company has announced an interim dividend of rupees 1.5 per share, which translates to 15% of the face value during the quarter. The Union Budget for 2022-23, released yesterday, the first of February 2022, has put in focus the PM Gati Shakti Yojana. This plan lays for emphasis in both the areas of our operation, that is roads and railways. The government is aiming at world-class modern infrastructure and logistics synergies. I would like to highlight a few key points where this budget has focused for railways and roads. The budget allocation towards railways is 140,000 crores, whereas the budget allocation towards roads, transport and highways is approximately 199,000 crores. This is one of the highest ever budget allocations. Formulation of the master plan of 2,500 kilometers expressway or national highway will be completed by 2022-23. Four multimodal logistics parks through PPP to be awarded in 2022-23. Integration of postal and railways network for facilitating parcel movement with focus on one station, one product model to help the local business and supply chain progress. With the government's focus on CapEx and new development in the infrastructure segment, we expect the coming fiscal to open the door for new opportunities and growth for us. Now coming to our financial performance. During the nine months ended FY22, the company reported a standalone revenue of 405 crores against a revenue of 369 crores last year in 9 months ended FY21, which is a growth of 9.6% year-on-year. This was backed by significant execution in the infrastructure segment. The standalone EBITDA for 9 months ended FY22 stood at 61.4 crores against 59.2 crores in 9 months ended FY21. The EBITDA margins stood at 15.1%, well above our hurdle rate of EBITDA of 13-14%. The margins remained intact even after considering the pandemic disruptions. The company's focus to enhance cost efficiencies has enabled us to report a strong growth of 31% year-on-year in the reported PAT at 14.8 crores as against 11.3 crores in the previous 9 months. Coming to segmental performance, our infrastructure segment stood strong for the quarter and the 9 months ended December 21. During 9 months FY21, the infrastructure segment witnessed a growth of 13% year-on-year, whereas in the Q3 FY22, the segment saw a growth of 8% year-on-year and 45% growth sequentially, which was backed by pickup in execution activities. The segment continues to be a major part of the business, contributing approximately 80% of the entire revenue in 9 months FY22 and 95% of the total EBIT for 9 months FY22. The revenue for 9 months FY22 stood at 336.5 crores as against 297.5 crores in 9 months FY21. The reported EBIT was at 54.3 crores as against 44.7 crores 9 months FY21. Coming to the sleeper segment, the revenues from this segment stood at 68.4 crores as against 100.8 crores in 9 months FY21. This was mostly on account of COVID-related disruptions in the South African business, which has also resulted in impact on the margins as well. With normalcy returning, we expect the business to ramp up to the levels of the previous year in the coming quarters. The company is focused on strengthening its balance sheet and taking proactive efforts towards achieving the same. In terms of leverage and liquidity positions, both have shown significant improvement year on year. We have been optimizing our working capital, and in addition to pairing old outstanding with various customers, we have been able to receive almost 6 crores of old receivables in 9 months FY22, which is well on target to achieve our target of 10 to 12 crores which we had set out at the beginning of the year. In the last quarter, we expect to receive another 3 to 4 crores which will help us to meet the target which we had set out of 10 to 12 crores. In terms of the order book, as on December 31st, 2021, we had a robust order inflow of 100 crores and which resulted in a net order book as on 1st January 2022 at 1790 crores, that is 3x our FY21 revenues. One of the major contracts that we were awarded in December was of 188 crores plus GST from Maharashtra Rail Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited for construction of a cable stay road ROB at Baikala Railway Station. This is in line with our previous experience of similar contracts for construction of our cable stay ROB at Burdwan Railway Station and goes on to show our core competence in the sector. Now, let me share with you some key highlights and key contracts for the current fiscal. We are executing 2 major contracts for RVNL, which is a contract in Ghazipur, and for Mathura-Jhansi third line for RVNL. These contracts, once completed, will take us to the next level of growth and enable us to bid for contracts up to 1,000 crores from the current size of 700 odd crores. Execution of Ghazipur order is running smoothly and we expect the same to be completed by 2023. Similarly, Mathura-Jhansi is also running very smoothly and we expect the same also to be completed by 2023. Both these contracts are running at an average quarterly run rate of 30 odd crores. Like I said, the recently received contract for ROB on Baikala Railway Station was received only in December. However, the mobilization of the same has already started. And given our past experience in constructing similar cable stayed ROBs in Burdwan, we expect the work to start soon. In the concrete sleeper segment, the GMR contract continues to progress well, and which we expect the contract to complete over the next 6 months, and the receivers will also contribute to reduction in the working capital cycle. Our current order pipeline is 1790 crores with L1 orders amounting to approximately 250 crores and we believe that the government's impetus on railways and enhancing our eligibility capability will enhance our eligibility capabilities and lead to companies' further growth trajectory. With the budget having a strong focus on public capital expenditure, especially towards our sector of operation and normalcy returning, we are confident enough to scale up our business going forward. We are continuously exploring new opportunities and aim to get projects, keeping in mind the management's discipline of healthy margins in the range of 14%. This is all from my side. I will now ask the moderator to open the call for any questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, kindly press star 1 to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Monica Arora from Share Giants Wealth Advisors. Kindly proceed.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. So in line with the yesterday's union budget, what is your view and what are the opportunities in the railway sector that will benefit our business?
Sure. So like I said in my opening remarks, the union budget allocates almost 1,40,000 crores towards the railways. This has opportunities for new lines. It has opportunities towards large bridges as well, which is our area of core competence. And obviously the focus remains to complete the dedicated freight corridor and also the three new corridors that were announced previously, wherein the initial project surveys are going on. And they will continue to be our focus area going forward as well.
Okay. And we see that government is much more focused towards urban connectivity. So do you think that will benefit our company?
Yes, we are seeing a lot of focus from metro contracts. We have recently, like I said, bagged a contract in the heart of Bombay in Baikala. So a lot of focus is there in the urban connectivity. Metro projects in the country have also received a lot of funding in the budget announced yesterday. And there's a announcement also in terms of standardizing a lot of metro designs, which will lead to faster execution going forward as well.
Okay. And if you could give me the number for the order pipeline for concrete sleeper business.
So concrete sleeper has an order pipeline of approximately 200 odd crores. And the balance is from the infrastructure segment. In addition to that, we expect in this quarter to get the contract in South Africa as well, which will again contribute heavily to the top line and bottom line as well.
And do you think we'll be able to maintain this order book going forward?
Yes, we have always had a had a strategy to maintain the order book at 3 times the trailing 12 months revenues, and that is what it is at current levels, and we are quite confident of maintaining that level as well.
Okay, thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. We have the next question from the line of Renuka Jadhav, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
My question is only debt part. So what is the repayment target for the entire FY22, and can you give a ballpark repayment targets for FY23 and FY24?
So we have mostly short-term debt. The long-term debt is quite less. It's not that huge a number. The repayment for the working capital facilities that the company does enjoy with the various banks, they don't have a repayment schedule per se. In terms of the long-term debt, in FY23, it will be a repayment of almost 12 odd crores. In addition to that, we expect to pare down some of our working capital facilities as well. So I think that overall for FY23, we expect a debt repayment of almost 25 crores, which is approximately 12-13% of our limits.
Okay, so how much is the working capital requirement, and what are the steps initiated for an efficient working capital cycle going forward?
Like I said, with the GMR contract completing, a lot of the cash flows from there will get released, which will reduce our working capital cycle further. And we have always had a policy to maintain working capital cycle closer to 100 odd days, which is quite at par with the industry standard, and we expect it to further better going forward with the GMR contract getting finished in the next 6 to 8 months.
Okay. Okay, so that's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. We request participants to kindly press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Viral, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers once more. I have a couple of questions, if I may. First is, I think, on the concrete sleeper business. Your consolidated profit is lower than your standalone profit. Is that because of the drag from South Africa?
Yes. That's the drag from South Africa. There's no other, what do you call, consolidation happening, mostly South Africa. And then Namibia comes below the line as a share of profit from the associate at 2.6 crores.
Okay. And do you believe that those South African operations will resume some level of normalcy or stability anytime soon? Or do you think there is still some uncertainty ahead?
No, South Africa, like I said, we expect the order to come through in the next 1.5 months. With that, the operation should resume normally.
Okay. And then on the receivable days as well, I think... what is the working capital in days, if you could tell me now?
So receivable, we expect, like I said, to come down to almost... so receivables per se is at 52 odd days. Working capital cycle would be closer to 130 odd days. I'll have to check. It is subject to correction. I don't have the number offhand available right now with me. But... receivable, we expect it to come down significantly with the completion of the GMR contract. With that, lot of the cash flow cycles will get released, and the receivable cycle will come down closer to 100 odd days.
Okay, and the reason I ask this is because I think a lot of your business is also coming from the railways and the government. So, is that a cause of concern? Are you seeing any stretching of payment from government agencies?
No, we are not at all.
Okay. And so, if I may ask one more question, I think on this, on the announcement made in the budget yesterday, there is a significant amount of stress that is being given for infrastructure. So, do you see yourself as any direct beneficiary of some of the schemes that have been announced, especially the freight corridors and all which they're planning to create? Is there any incremental demand that you can see immediately, or is this something that is going to happen only in the medium term?
No, freight corridor would obviously lead to a lot of the, impetus in terms of order pipeline, especially the last leg of the eastern corridor, which is from Sonnagar, Bihar to Haldia. That will lead to a lot of incremental demand. Our concrete sleeper factory is also located on the corridor. And there will be a lot of opportunities in terms of the new corridors, both in terms of the concrete sleeper business as well as the infrastructure business. In both the segments, we have done work in the existing corridors, and we expect to be successful in bidding for similar projects going forward as well.
Right. So, because they have also announced 400 new Vande Bharat trains. So, you know, would that require any incremental infrastructure spend on the existing routes in terms of upgradation?
Obviously, they will need to be upgraded because they have announced these Vande Bharats are at 130, 140 kilometers per hour compared to the current speed of 70 odd kilometers per hour. So there will be some, the infrastructure will need to be in line with to support these faster trains in some sense, and which, because railway also has a policy of maintaining a zero accident policy. So they will also need to upgrade the existing network to ensure that these 400 odd trains which were announced yesterday need to be at par with, for example, the Rajdhani routes, which are significantly upgraded routes compared to what they were earlier.
Right. So I think one last question, if I may, I know I've taken up some time, is on the guidance going forward. What could you give us some guidance on revenue and profitability for the next couple of quarters at least?
So guidance in terms of at EBITDA level, we have always had a hurdle rate of 14-odd%, and we expect to be north of that. And obviously with interest and coming down and we expect that to be also closer between 4 to 5%, and we going in the next maybe 1 to 2 years, we expect to have a PAT level of almost 5%. Revenue as such would grow at a CAGR of 15 to 20%.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder to participants, kindly press star 1 to ask a question. Participants are requested to press star 1 to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Suhas Naik from Quida Capital. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for the call. I have a couple of questions. The first question is, in terms of the current order book, what is the execution cycle here? Or what period of time, how it is likely to get executed?
So all our contracts are to be executed over the next 2 to 2.5 years. So this current order book of 1,790 odd crores would be executed over 2 to 2.5 years.
2 to 2.5 years. Okay. Now, because I'm looking at the balance sheet, the existing balance sheet is capable of how much execution annualized basis?
So infrastructure companies really don't work on that in terms of how the balance sheet. It depends on your credentials in terms of having executed similar contracts. Like I said in my opening remarks, our current single ticket size is that we can bid for is about 700 odd crores. Two large contracts that we're doing in Ghazipur and in terms of third line for Mathura, Jhansi, a lot of bridges. That will, once those are completed in the next 12 to 15 months, will allow us to bid for 1,000 crores of new single ticket orders.
No, my point was because we have got debt on the book and we are working capital constraints, considering the constraints of the balance sheet, how much execution we can do in a year?
So debt on the books is not quite stretched, I mean, as per my statement, I would say. Our current ratio in terms of the balance sheet is almost 1.35, and which has improved significantly in the last couple of quarters. And with the existing resources, and obviously there will be a lot of internal accruals as well as we are executing the contract, given the profitable nature of the business, we will be able to easily go up to 1,000 crores with the existing balance sheet.
1,000 crores of revenue. Okay.
Correct, obviously.
Great. And any plans to generate equity, raise any equity right now?
No, we don't. At the current levels, we have no plans to raise equity.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, kindly press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harsh Singh, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, will the company be able to maintain the number of order books as per the current 3x of revenue levels going forward?
Good morning. I think similar question was asked by an earlier investor as well. So like I said, we have always historically maintained a 3x order book, and we expect to maintain that momentum going forward as well.
Okay. Another question is, which are the new segments the company is planning to enter other than bridges?
So we are also doing metro contracts. We are doing contracts for roads as well. We have two contracts with Northeast, totaling to about 210 odd crores for roads. We are doing metro contracts in Calcutta for RBNL. We have already done as well. So those are the new segments that we are entering into. We are also doing some of these waterways contracts as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants are requested to please press star 1 to ask a question. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Harsh Bhatia from IDFC Mutual Fund. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I just had one question, sort of an extension of what the previous participant asked. The segments that you have highlighted, the presence that we have across these segments, waterways, roads, bridges, etc. What sort of competitive intensity are we seeing at present across these segments, and given the union budget that has come through, where do you see the competitive intensity increasing? Are there any regulatory changes on the bid bond requirements sort of things? So if you could provide your perspective, the ground level thinking that you guys are, you know, seeing, that would be very helpful from the competitive intensity front.
So competitive intensity was quite there till 31st December, because the bid bond requirements were quite minimal. Now the bid bond requirements have gone up because they were temporarily relaxed due to COVID for till up to 31st December 21. So we expect the competitive intensity to somewhat subside. Having said that, the management has had quite a disciplined strategy earlier as well and in this financial year as well to bid for profitable contracts. So we bid at a hurdle rate of 14-odd%. And that is why our quarter-on-quarter numbers have been north of that. We believe that in a long term, that is a good strategy. Sometimes when the competition is too high, you tend to not bag many contracts. But like I said, in the long term, that I think that rewards the companies and the management as well, because you are able to maintain the healthy balance sheet, and you do not have any stretch on the debt cycles and the working capital as well.
Okay, that's helpful. Just one last question from my side would be that in the last 6 months, given where we were and the strong order book and visibility that we have, which segments have we, you know, largely stayed away from the bidding perspective, given that we weren't seeing any profitability happening from those orders? So the last six months, which of these segments would be the ones where we were staying away? And in the coming 6 months also, what would be your view? Like, where would GPT be bidding more and more? So that would be my last question.
Sure. So we bid mostly, stay away from a lot of the state government contracts because the payment cycles are quite stretched, honestly. We bid for mostly central government contracts. And sometimes one contract even for central government can have too much of competition, which leads to someone or the other giving a lower bid than either the estimate or generally what the competitors are bidding at. We always like to maintain our hurdle rate and maintain our profit margin, so we don't bid for contracts below that hurdle rate. It's a very disciplined strategy which pays off good returns in the long term. The segment I would say that we stay away from is mostly state government and municipal contracts. We don't like to bid for those contracts.
Okay. So our bidding strategy is largely dependent on the agency and the payer, rather than seeing it in the light of roads, waterways, etc.
So it is mostly, you're right, determined by the agency, especially, and also depends on another segment or another geographical space. I would say that we stay away from is any segment in the country which is disturbed socially or politically, because we are quite careful and quite concerned with how our team and our assets are protected. So we don't like to bid for areas which are, say, for example, affected by any insurgency or the likes.
Right. Just one last question from my side. Just to get a better understanding for on the ground view, a large EPC player also declared their results, and they have been consistently highlighting that they have been having issues for payments from the railway side. So they have not been receiving payments from the railway agencies, especially RVNL and the likes. So what would be the situation for GPT? Have we been receiving the payments on time, or is there some delay from the railway segment?
Fortunately, we have not faced any issues like that, and we don't anticipate to face similar issues. How a competitor has, or which contract they have, I cannot comment on specific competition, but for us as a company, we have not faced any payment issues as on date, and we don't anticipate that going forward as well. So we are quite, we look at how railways has allocated funds for a particular project or a particular geography, or even for that matter, MORTH has allocated funds for that particular geography or particular project. And then only we decide our bidding strategy, and then on that basis, we do invest in contracts.
All right. Thanks. That's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you.
Participants who wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. To ask a question, please press star 1. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Tantia for closing comments.
So thank you everyone for your participation in our Q3 FY22 earnings conference call. I hope that all of you stay safe and whenever eligible, take your precautionary doses. In case you have any further questions, you may get in touch with our IR team, Sales Investor Relations, or feel free to get in touch with us directly. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of GPT Infra Projects, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.